no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you. And at this time, we'd like to welcome our very, very special Brother Philip Wagner, all the way from Paris, Illinois. He wants to come and bring forth the word of the Lord, and we are so excited to have him. As soon as we found out we were having this children's crusade, I gave him a call, and we booked with him because he is very talented. I've seen him at our family camp, and he's been here a few times, and we're just so appreciative to have him here. Come and minister, Brother Wagner, and have your way. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. High fives right here. Awesome. Cool. Let me get back here, boys. Awesome. Let me get my hat here. Cool. Cool. Awesome. 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 We'll even go over here to these guys. Second row. Excuse me. Second row. Second row. Awesome. 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 There we go. Somebody clap your hands to Jesus. Cool. 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 Amen. I don't want that to play yet. Amen. You may be seated if you are Baptist. If you got the Holy Ghost, you may be seated. And if you love Jesus with all your heart, amen. Hey, I'm a children's evangelist. What do you expect, okay? Amen. How many had a good time today? Raise your foot. Hand, girl, stop. Put your legs down. Amen. Raise your hand if you had a good time today. Amen, amen. How many of you older children out there had a good time today? Amen. God is no respecter of any age at all. Now, here's what I want to find out. I heard somebody receive the Holy Ghost today. If that was you, would you stand up? Okay, they're ashamed of it. Oh, right there. Awesome. Come up here. Come up here. Amen. So let me just do this. Come here. Stand next to me so they can hear your voice in this microphone here. But when you received the Holy Ghost today, how did that make you feel inside?
Good.
Oh, wow. Isn't that awesome? Amen. And you know what? It probably put a big smile on your face, didn't it? Can you smile like you, there we go, yeah. Give her a hand, somebody. You can go sit down. Thank you. Amen. And if you do not have the Holy Ghost yet, guess what? You can receive it tonight. Isn't that neat? And if you have already received the Holy Ghost, the most important thing is you can get a refilling. Yeah. Oh, that's going to be good. You know what? I just feel like giving Jesus some praise. Come on, somebody from your heartfelt, give Jesus some praise by clapping your wrists together. Is that the way you praise him? I'm sorry. Then let's give Jesus some heartfelt praise by clapping our knees together. Is that the way you give him praise? Well, I'm sorry. Then I guess let's just give Jesus some praise like we're used to. Let's give it praise by clapping our feet together. Is that the way you give him praise? All right, then give him praise by clapping your elbows together. Y'all look like chickens out there. Is that the way you give him praise? All right, then without using your hands, give Jesus praise by clapping your ears together. I said without your hands. Any dumbos in the crowd? Is that the way you give him praise? All right, then let's really give Jesus praise by clapping our hands so loud that the angels have got to put their fingers in their ears. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Amen. You know, my first time up here, Brother Grant, was about 4 years ago in 2014. And I think I told you this when I came up. I saw something out the side of my window when I was driving. And it was the same thing that I saw today. Remember? What was it? It was a cow. That's right. And when I looked out my window, I saw a cow and tears started coming down my eyes. This thing right here turned in a great big frown because that cow that I saw, she didn't have something. She didn't have any legs whatsoever. Yeah, I felt sorry for her. She was rolling over here, then she'd roll over here. You know what you call a cow that doesn't have any legs? Ground beef! And so anyway, in that very same pasture before I passed another cow. And guess what? This frown turned into a great big smile. Yeah.
Those tears dried up.
Yeah.
And you know what? I stopped my car. I remember. I opened the door. I got out. I ran around it 3 or 4 times. I jumped up and down like this. I raised my hands and I said, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. You know why? Because that next cow had all 4 of her legs. But then before I passed, I looked and she had a problem. You know what she was doing? She was doing this. She was shaking all over. You know what you call a cow? It shakes all over like that. Beef jerky. That's right. You've been to camp, haven't you? And you know what? All cows love to come to this church. You know that, Brother Grant? Because they love to come see their pasture. Oh, come on, somebody. Clap your hands at Jesus one more time. Somebody tell me what this bag says on the outside here. Blessing bag. How many of you have ever been blessed by Jesus? Huh? Yeah. Have we ever thought about all of the blessings that Jesus does for us? Now, in this bag, I have some blessings here, okay? And, oh, here they are. Yeah, There's my blessings. No, it's a blessing. But you know what? I have 2 blessings here, but some people think, well, you know, that's all Jesus has done for me, and the rest of their life is just empty, okay? But you know what? I want to tell you something, that these bananas are going to represent, or they do represent, blessings in my life and in your life. What is one blessing that we can think of? One of the blessings that I can think of is that Jesus is living inside my heart. Yeah. How many is thankful for that blessing, huh? Yeah. Cool. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to put this blessing back here inside this blessing bag, okay? Now, here's what I want to do. I want to talk about this blessing here because of the... Well, anyway, let's talk about this blessing here because this blessing, with me personally, I thank him that I have a church to go to. How many is thankful for your church that you get to go to, huh? Yeah, that's a blessing to your life. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put that one here inside that bag. Now, let's talk about this one here because if they...
That's weird, dude.
And so anyway, I'm thankful that Jesus just keeps on blessing and blessing and blessing. I'm thankful that he has blessed me with a most wonderful wife who doesn't get to travel with me all the time, but I'm thankful for her. So we're going to put that one in there. Now, here's the thing. What I want to do is I want to talk about this. And I'm thankful that God has blessed me with 2 beautiful grown children. Amen. One's a pastor's wife. Another one is a mailman. And you know what? God has blessed their life. So we're going to put that. Are you keeping track of how many blessings I've put in here? How many so far? 1, 2, 3, 4. 4. Okay. So thing is, let's talk about this one. Okay, so I'm thankful that God has given me good health. Yeah, he's healed my body. So how many is that in there now? 5, okay, but the thing, all right, but I'm just thankful, and you know what, I can't run out of things that God has blessed me with. I'm thankful that he has given me clothes so that I can wear clothes, all right, and he's blessed me with the job and all that, so we're going to put that in there, okay, and now this one here, and I'm thankful, for, how many do we have in there? 7. Okay, so let's put this one in there, all right, and that's for food on my table, and he's given me a home to live in. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put those in there, okay? But the thing is, what I want to tell everybody is simply this. You know what? The blessings of the Lord are many, and we always should be reminded of how good God is. But you know what? There is one special, great big blessing that God has done for me in my life. And that's when he filled me with the Holy Ghost. He changed my life. And he washed away all of my sins. And do you know what that did? Do you know what that did to my life? That gave me the biggest blessing you have ever seen in your life. Come on, somebody clap your hands at Jesus. Cool, cool. Somebody tell your neighbor, say, he's blessed me. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now, Brother Wagner's going to use somebody here tonight, and I think I already know who I'm going to use, but you know what? I'm going to go down there right now. Let me see here. Is it you? Is it you? Is it? you. Come up here. Give him a hand, somebody. Cool. You stand over here, dude. Stand over here. All right, you can bow. All right, go ahead and bow like this. There you go. Okay, what is your name?
Robbie.
His name is Robbie. Okay, Robbie, how old are you?
9.
He is 9 years old. My next question is, how many girlfriends do you have? Maybe he didn't hear. How many girlfriends do you have? Just whisper in my ear. He said 9. I heard it with my ears.
None.
All right, listen. This is what he said. What'd you say? Say it louder.
None.
See, he said 9. I heard it. You heard it. 9 girlfriends. Did you say 9?
None.
Oh, none. Kind of sounds like 9. Had me scared there, dude. I was getting ready to turn you over to the pastor, okay? Amen. All right, heads up. All right, we're gonna have fun, okay? Now, he came to me this morning, you know, choose me tonight, came to me tonight before service. Can I help you? And look where you're at here, dude. So, all right, you ready for this? Okay, we're going to go. All right, now here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about something, and we're going to talk about following Jesus, all right? How many of you want to follow Jesus for the rest of your life? I do too. Because if we quit following him, we will not be able to go to heaven. So I'm going to bring something out, Robbie. Stay right there. Make funny faces to the crowd, okay? And I didn't really mean it. Man. All right. He goes, well, you said. All right, here we go. What kind of emblem is this, Robbie?
An arrow.
It's an arrow. That's right. And what direction is it pointing? That way. What direction is it pointing now? Okay, what direction is it pointing now? That way. And what direction is it pointing now? All right, so this arrow can point in different directions. Now, here's the thing. I have 2 of these. You see, they are the same. And on this side, it's a blue arrow with a yellow background, and it's a yellow arrow with blue background, okay? What I need you to do is hold that in front of you, just like Brother Wagner, okay? Now, let me explain a little bit, and then you're going to help me here. What we're going to do is there's a right way to follow Jesus. Now, I just said a key word there, right. This is my right hand. And so when the arrow points that way, it's to my right, and that's the right way to follow Jesus. But when it points this way, all right, that's the wrong way to follow Jesus. That's following the ways of the world, of the devil, and you don't want to do that. But what you want to do is you want to follow this direction, okay? All right, and I saw that you were doing it. Every time that I flip my board over like that, okay, I want you to flip your board over and follow the direction that the arrow is doing, okay? Let's step out here just a little bit. I feel like we keep going back here just a little bit. Okay, so you ready, Robbie? All right, so boys and girls, moms and dads, ladies and gentlemen, Republicans and Democrats, okay, I believe that we have got to follow Jesus, and there is a right way to follow him. Amen. It's in his word. I told you this morning that there is a plan with 3 things. You must repent, you must be baptized in Jesus' name, and you must be filled with the Holy Ghost. All right, Robbie? But the thing is, there are people who... Okay, stay on track here. There are people who do not want to follow Jesus. They would rather follow the ways of the world. They would rather follow the ways of their friends. But you know what, Robbie? I've got my mind made up, and I'm going to follow Jesus all the days of my life. You know what? I even have family. I even have family who do not want to serve the Lord. They're serving the devil and they're doing the things of the world. But you know what? Someday I pray that they'll... But I pray that someday that they will follow Jesus. But you know what? Until then, they have... Good job, Robbie. Amen. But someday, you know, I'm hoping that they'll come back, but they just keep following the ways of the world. But you know what? I'm going to keep... on serving Jesus, that's right. And you know, Robbie, I'm going to keep serving him over and over and over and over and over because I love him.
You're doing it too fast.
Are you thankful that you got picked tonight? Okay, all right. Amen. But the thing thing is, we cannot follow the ways of the world because it's only going to lead to destruction. And we will never get to heaven. So this one's, what are you doing? But the thing is, if you decide to not follow God and you follow the ways of the world, all the things that they're doing, this one's real easy, Robbie. You're going to do this one just fine. If you decide to follow the world, then you know where you're going to end up. That's right. You're going to end up, that's right, Robbie, yeah. You're going to end up there. But you know what? I got my mind made up. I'm going to, ooh, that was good. I've got my mind made up. You know what? I don't want to go down there. Because you know what? Jesus is good. The devil is bad. And I'm going to glory in his presence. You are good, dude. I heard it's going to be hot down there. Yeah. You know what? And I don't want to be down there for the rest of my life. No. But you know what? The thing is, I'm just going to keep on believing in Jesus. And the thing is, I'm going to go to heaven and I'm going to live there. Guess what? Forever. And ever. And ever. And ever. Who wants to follow Jesus? Give Robbie a hand. You did a good job. Give me five, dude. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Amen, amen, amen. Now, you may have thought that I came by myself. You haven't seen my wife. She's not here. My two children are grown and have families of their own, and they're not with me. But I got something to tell you. I brought something with me. I didn't say somebody, but I brought something with me. Now, you may have never seen this something before, but let me explain what it is. It has four legs. It has two ears. It has a mouth, two eyes, and it even has a tail. Let me describe it a little bit more. It's got hair all over its body. Now, let me give you some color. This thing that I'm describing, it has black all over it. Except, in certain places, it has some white. Nope, nope, it's not a zebra. No, let me explain where the white is. The white, no, it's not a cow. This white is on its head. But then it goes down its head, down its back, and down its tail in one long white stripe. What would that be? A skunk? You would think I would bring a skunk? Guess what? You are right. So if you'll just bear with me, I'm going to go see if I can get this skunk to come out. Come here, dude. Come here. Come here. No, don't. Stop it. Quit running away from me. Now, come here. Come here. Stop it. Now, these kids want to see. There we go. All right. Now be good. Here we go. It's all right. Don't be afraid. Okay. He's a little timid right now and scared because he's never been here before, okay? Now, this is my pet skunk, okay? And he has a name. Now, you'll never believe where I got his name from, but his name is called Stinky. Oh, the reason I named him Stinky is because when he hears sin, his tail goes up, okay? Like lying. Stinky, would you like to turn around and greet these kids here? Go ahead. Oh, Stinky, stop it. Now, go ahead and turn your head and oh, there we go. Okay, stop that. Stop. All right, now, Stinky, very good. Now, can you show these kids how talented you are? Can you answer a question by shaking your head yes or no? Do you love Jesus? Oh, he's got a squeaker. Cool. And Stinky, can you clap your paws for Jesus? Oh, isn't that precious? Yeah. And Stinky, can you show them that how your tail goes up when you hear names of sin, like lying and cheating? and steal. Stealing? That's good, Stinky. Isn't he talent? Isn't he talented? Yeah. But you know what? I got to be honest with you. You know what Stinky really is? He's just a puppet. Okay? I'm sorry to burst your bubble. Now, wait a minute. It's just a puppet. And what I was doing was I was using my pinky and my thumb to move his two little paws like that. All right? And then I was using these three fingers, and they were up in his head, and I was able to move his head up and down. Then I have this fishing line. See that? And I had it to where I put it over his front paw, which would be my thumb, and I held it close to me, and when I made his tail go up, I pulled on that. Isn't that cool? Now, here's the thing. Brother Wagner wants to talk a little bit more, but I wonder, are there any of you that have ever done a puppet and would like to come up and help Brother Wagner, okay? Is it? Oh, boy. Who should I pick? All right, let me see here. Let's pick, hands down. What? Hands down. You guys see this little invisible bird on my shoulder? Look. Hold on. He's talking to me. What? Are you sure? They're going to be upset. That invisible bird, he whispered in my ear, and he said that he does not want me to use any of the children. Turn around. Look at all the adults hiding underneath their pews. Wait, what's that? What? You know what he just told me? He said that he does not want me to use any of the women of the church. Now turn around. Look at the men getting underneath the pews. What's that? You? Wait. Shh. Let me hear it. You even have a name for me of a man? Are you kidding? I don't know anybody here. What's that? Okay, that's his name? Okay. This little birdie here that's invisible told me I'm supposed to pick a man to help me do this puppet. And his name is there a brother Tim Powell here? Is that Brother Tim Powell back there? I met you at lunch. I did not know that was your name. Come on up here, dude. Give him a hand one more time, somebody. Brother Powell, I remember seeing you at lunch. Amen. You came over to our table and greeted us and all that. Are we still friends? Okay, good. Okay, have you ever done a puppet before? A few times. Okay. All right. Well, you're going to get introduced to it now. Now, all you got to do is you just got to stick your hand in there. My hand still looks okay, so don't be afraid. Just
squishy, squishy.
All right. Now, he's an old puppet, so there's a little rip right here. Okay. Ouch. All right. Now, here's that line. So I just kind of put it over there, and you kind of hide it underneath here, okay? All right. So let's come out here a little bit more. Okay. Now, let's go through the routine here of what I just went through, okay? Somebody told me this was a good guy to get, and I believe it, okay? Here we go. All right. So, Brother Powell, can you make Stinky answer a question by simply answering yes or no? Stinky, do you love Jesus?
Oh, isn't that precious?
Okay, let's go on. Stinky, can you clap your paws for Jesus? Oh, isn't that precious? Yeah. And Stinky, can you raise your tail when I give you a sin like lying?
Oh.
And cheating.
Oh.
He's doing good, isn't he? Now, Stinky is really, really talented. He is really talented because he can do those things. But there's one other talent that I didn't give you guys yet. And that is that Stinky can talk. Oh. Yeah, Stinky can talk. Okay? Is Stinky nervous? Yeah, Stinky's nervous. All right, but you know what? Here's what I need. I need to go get a microphone so that Stinky can hear. Or so they can hear what Stinky is saying. Would you like to hear what Stinky's saying? Okay, hold on. All right, well, I've got a microphone here. Cool, awesome. All right, we're just going to pull this out just like this, okay? And we're going to raise this up here just like that. And we're going to get it your height there. And, oh, it's on. Can you step up to that mic and just say, testing 1, 2, 3. No, you. Just your voice.
Oh,
say,
yeah,
testing
1, 2, 3.
Can you hear him? Awesome. Okay, now, here's what we're going to do, Brother Powell. I'm going to go down here, and we're just going to ad-lib, okay? And so you make him look real, but yet he's got to have that voice, okay? Somebody wave at Stinky tonight, huh? Awesome. Okay, now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go out here, and we're going to talk to Stinky. Here we go. Ready? Stinky, step up to the mic. Stinky, can you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
No, step up to the mic. Stinky, say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Did you? Stinky, say I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
Did you hear that? Stinky can talk. Cool. Stinky, say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So anyway, here's Stinky. How many's glad Stinky's here tonight, huh? Cool. Now, I'll tell you how I got Stinky here. Before I left Paris, Illinois, I went out to the woods where I keep him, and I got out of my car, and I knew he was out in the woods somewhere, but I just did not know where he was at. So I stood at the edge of the woods. I put both of my hands around my mouth, and I said this, Stinky! Are you out here anywhere? And Stinky said,
yep.
Get close to the mic. And Stinky said, what?
Yep.
He said, yep, but you know what? I heard him, but I didn't know what direction that voice came from. So I said, Stinky, where are you at?
Over here.
He said he's right here, but I still didn't know. But I kind of had an idea that I knew where he was at. So I walked toward where I thought the voice was. And I thought he was behind that one tree. And I got next to that tree. And I looked around and I saw his tail moving. So you know what Brother Wagoner thought? I thought, I'm going to scare Stinky. So I got real close to the tree. And I put both my hands around my mouth. And I go, boo! And Stinky went, and he scared me. And he came out from behind the tree. And I said, Stinky, did I scare you? Step up close to the mic.
What?
That's all he can say. I scared Stinky. And I said, Stinky, would you love to go to Madison, Wisconsin with me? And Stinky said,
most definitely.
I said, well, Stinky, let's go. So I opened up my bag. He got in there. I zipped it up. And here we are. How many's glad Stinky's here tonight, huh? Cool. Now, here's the thing. Stay up close to the mic. Here's the thing. Stinky even has another talent. Oh, yeah. Stinky can not only shake his head up and down, clap his paws, wag his tail, and talk, but Stinky also can sing. How many would like to hear Stinky sing? Now, sister keyboard player, can you come up here and assist him? Because the song that we're going to do, as a matter of fact, is the song that we played on the bells today. What was that song? Jesus Loves Me. This I Know. Remember that song, Stinky?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't hear you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, here's what we got to do. We got to find a key. So, sister keyboard player, can you give him a key?
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Sounds like he has an acorn caught in his throat. Can you go, clear out your throat? Yuck. All right, can, let's find a key. Can, go, oh. Are you ready, Stinky?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, sister keyboard player. All right, now here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sing with you for about the first half of it, and then it's all yours. You ready? He's nervous, but I think he can do it. Here we go. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Sing it.
Rejoice.
without. Now, there is a second part to that song, and it says this. Yes,
Jesus loves me.
For the record, Brother Powell, step up to that microphone and say, praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
There's his normal voice. One more time, give it up for Brother Powell. All right. How many enjoyed Stinky? Oh, my, 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 my. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm having fun tonight. Turn to your other neighbor and say, it's okay to have fun at church. All right. Well, we have quickly gone through the first part of what I wanted to do, but what I really want to do tonight is focus on my message, amen, that God has given me late last fall. And I've used it several times, and I believe that you will be encouraged to keep living for Jesus by the way that I give it unto you. If I could have the scripture shown on the screen, it's going to be in Ephesians. I believe it's chapter 2 and verse 20. And let's all look at it here. You know what? Let's back up to verse 19. Can you do that real quick? Let's do that. There we go. Now, therefore, says, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but that you are fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Aren't you glad you're not a stranger to God? But that you know him and he knows you. Next verse, verse 20. And we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, and I like this part, and Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Next verse. In whom all the building, everybody put your hands like this, all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple. All right? Somebody say amen to the reading of the word. All right. Now I'm going to bring out some props yet to help you understand what the word of the Lord is talking about. Now, what we learned was we learned the word foundation. How many of you have ever experienced an earthquake? Probably not in this part of the country. Very, very, very seldom where I live. But there are places that are called fault lines where earthquakes can occur, and they occur more frequently. If an earthquake was to happen right now inside this building or in this area, your foundation that you have your feet on would become a little bit unstable, Brother Grant. And I'm going to show you, because for the sake of the kids, if there was an earthquake, I would be like this. True? Is that true? I'm just trying to act out how I would be responding if my foundation began to crumble, began to move, and I did not have a good foothold on what I was trying to stand on. All right? How many of you have ever stood on unlevel ground? Maybe you have walked across a gravel driveway or rocks, or you've gone on a camping trip and you went down a trail and there are uneven areas of that path where you have to place one foot and another foot here and another foot here, and you may have fallen while you have been on that little expedition. But there is an assurance when we are able to walk knowing that we are not going to fall. Somebody say amen. And we're going to have a little bit of fun. And we're all going to tie it down here at the end and show you really what you should do as a child and an adult. I have here with me some pencils. All right? I have several pencils. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pencils. Let me take the rubber band off of those. Okay? Now, here's the thing. There is different foundations of different things. And what I'm going to have a couple of children do, one boy and one girl, do not raise your hands right now, is I'm going to have you come up, and we are going to give you 1 minute to try to do this. The foundation is going to be the back of your hand. You have to keep that foundation of the back of your hand steady, because what you are going to put on there is a pencil, just like that. But the game is this. I want you to throw up that pencil and catch it just like this. Oh, some of you are saying, oh, I can do that. But wait a minute. Within 1 minute, I'd only not only want you to do one pencil, but you have to do 7 pencils. You have to put 7 pencils on the back of your hand like this. And if you can get them, you got to keep them there. And then, see, I'm having a hard time doing it. You got to make sure that foundation of your hand. I'll just do 6. And you do that. How many think you can do that? Oh, let's use some older kids this time. All right. Let me see here. How about this boy in the black shirt with a polka-dotted bow tie? All right. And let's see here. Which one of you girls? All right, the girl with the red skirt. They keep pointing at you. Come on up here. All right. You guys know each other? All right, you're not brother and sister, are you? No, okay. All right. So the thing is, girls are going to go first, right? They teach you that in school, correct? Okay. So we're going to set that out here. I am going to stand right here, and I am going to give you 1 pencil. After you do 1, then we're going to give you 2. Then we're going to give you 3, 4, 5, 6. You all have to do it in 1 minute. Hold that. No, you go ahead and hold that. I'm going to put the other pencils right here that you can pick up, okay? All right. All right. Can I hear from the girls that she's going to do it? Come on. All right. We're going to give you 1 minute. You're going to hear a lady's voice. It's going to say in 3, 2, 1. And when you hear the horn sound, you try it, okay? Hold on. Go. They didn't hear her voice. Keep it steady. Keep the foundation of your hand steady. Come on, she needs some cheers. Go ahead, get another one. All right, 1. Go for another one. 2 at a time. 2 at a time. Ah! Come on, tell her she can do it. Ah! She's making me nervous. Hurry, your time's running out. Ah! Oh, time's up. Time's up. All right, all right. Okay, let me stop this here. Give her a hand, somebody. At least she tried. Now, you got how many? 3. Step behind there. You take that first one. Come on, boys. How many thinks he's going to do it? That's what I thought. All right. And go. Try another one. I'll pick him up. Go a little bit higher. Woo! Oh, that's all right. Stay here. Ah! Foundation. Somebody say foundation. He's trying to break my pencils now. Here you go, buddy. Keep going. All right, give him a hand. All right, you guys can sit down. Somebody say foundation. Now, did you notice the back of their hands was a little shaky? And in order for them to be able to do that, they had to have a steady hand. Well, let's do something else here. All right, with what we're talking about, I need a couple of more boys and girls here as I'm trying to find the rubber band in my pocket here. All right, some older boys. Let's go with the older boys. All right, buddy. All right, you come up here. And let me see an older girl here. How about you in the orange, okay? Yep, that's right. That's funny. They don't remember what they put on when they came to church. Oh, yeah, I did wear orange, okay? Okay, so here's what we're going to do, okay? We're not going to do the pencils no more because I got something here in my pocket, and they are nuts. All right? So we're going to lay them across just like this. And what you have to do, there's six of them there, you have to take this rod, you cannot hold it past the yellow, and you got to get the first one, and you got to set it in the middle of the table, then you take the second one, and you stack these nuts just like that. You think you can do that? You think you can do that? You can do it. Come on, somebody tell her she can do it. You can do it. Okay? Now, here's the thing. Somebody say foundation. The foundation is this. It's the table. But then the foundation becomes each nut that you have to set it on. And if you don't have a steady hand, you may knock them all down. And if you knock them down, you can keep on trying until the thing ends, okay? Step up there. Girls first, buddy. Step right up there. Let me get my music ready. All right. Come on, girls. How many think she's going to do it, huh? And go. There's one. Two. Three. Four. Five. One more. She did it! Awesome. Boy, he is ready. Awesome. Give me five, girl. All right. He's going,
oh, man.
Are you nervous? He is nervous. Good. I'm glad he's nervous. Okay. All right. Ready? And go. Oh, too bad. Shh, let's be quiet. Make him nervous. Don't. Careful. Somebody say foundation. Keep going. Oh, wait a minute. It's leaning. Somebody say foundation. Oh, give him a hand, somebody. Good job, buddy. All right. Well, it wouldn't be right to really understand what we're doing unless we had Brother and Sister Soberg come up here and do this. Somebody say foundation. Awesome, awesome. She said he's going down. All right, you can start whenever you want, Sister Soberg. All right. And go. You see what you're up against, Brother Soberg? All right. You boys going to root for him? All right, here we go. Somebody say foundation. He's nervous. Thank you, guys. Let's give it up for Brother and Sister Soberg. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm having fun tonight. Amen, amen, amen. All right. Let me bring something else out here that I want to bring to your attention. Okay? Here we go. Just bear with me. Take my hat off. You see here, we have a piece of wood, a board. Okay? I have spray painted it gold. Because I believe that our ultimate goal is to do this, is to someday walk on golden streets. How many wants to walk on golden streets in heaven someday? You see, that's all of our goal. And some people think that they only got to do just a few things and that they'll get there. What I want to let you boys and girls know is simply this, that there's a foundation that we've got to stand on. Now, if you notice, if I just set this here on the floor, it's pretty sturdy. But you see, I'm not standing on anything underneath that other than what this floor provides already. Let's go somewhere with this. This is where we want to walk on streets, gold someday. But if you'll notice, I have behind me here some different colored blocks. I have a red one, I have a blue one, I have a black, I have a white. Let's talk about this red one here for just a little bit. Okay? It represents something. It represents, well, it's the color red. Remember what I said? Well, let's don't use a red one. Let's use a black one. This black one represents sin. All right? So what we're going to do is that in order to get sin out of our life, like I told you this morning, we have got to repent. Everybody say repent. So guess what? That is one of the corners that we can place under the foundation that we are standing on. Next, we have this blue one, which represents what I say today, water, which represents baptism in Jesus' name. Let's set that at the opposite corner here. Ah, it's become a little more stable. We have a red one here. And let's say that it represents the Holy Ghost. Let's say it represents tonight the Holy Ghost. Okay? So we're going to put it underneath this corner. How many corners do we have left to fill? And you may be thinking, Brother Wagner, that don't make sense. You said today that we've got to do all three, that we've got to repent, and that we've got to be baptized, and that we have got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. There's one block here that's remaining. What in the world could this be? It's something that's very important that you have got to have in your lives, boys and girls, and adults. What is it? Shh. What this is, it's holiness. It's holiness. Now watch. When I put that there, it becomes a firm foundation that Brother Wagner can even stand on. I can even jump a little bit. You see, I am on the foundation that God has provided and taught us in His Word that we have got to live by. Now, young Brother Grant, where you at? Come here, buddy. I told him all day today that I was going to use him for this. Does he have the Holy Ghost? He does. Perfect. Grant, can you stand there? And I'm going to kneel here because I'm going to hold your hand, okay? Or do I need to hold your hand while you're standing there? No. Okay. No. Can you just kind of hop around on that just a little bit? Are you fearful of maybe it falling right now? No. Why? Because he's standing on the foundation that God wants us to abide by. Repent, baptism, Holy Ghost, and most importantly, holiness. But watch this, somebody. Do you realize, Grant, there are boys and girls your age and older, and parents, and grandmas and grandpas, that believe this one is not important in their life? Watch this. Stand over here, or just stand off. Let's remove holiness. I'm going to show you how important it is that we have got to have holiness in our life. Now, give me your hand. Stand there. What if you stood over this way? Whoa. It's a little bit unstable, isn't it? Would you like to live your life like that every day, huh? No. Would you like to live your life every day being unstable? No. Say no. So you see the importance of holiness. Step off. Some people even think, well, you know what? I felt God in my heart when I prayed. And when I asked Him to forgive me of my sins, I felt so good. I don't think I need the Holy Ghost. Oh, really? Let's take the Holy Ghost away. Now, give me your hand. Step. Whoa. You doing okay, dude? Huh? You're having a hard time staying balanced, aren't you? Listen, somebody. It's hard to preach like this. That's hard to stay that way, isn't it? Yeah. And you know, it is so important that we have got to have the Spirit of the Lord living inside our heart. If not, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have trouble in your life without God being there to help you. And then there are some people, as you step off of this, they think, you know what? All I've got to do is just repent. I was born into a Methodist church. And you know what they told me? They said all I had to do was believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior, and quote this prayer, and I was ready to go to heaven? That's not what my Bible and your Bible tells you. But watch this. Whoa, dude. Whoa. An unstable life. A shakable foundation. Because somebody's not living up to the word of the Lord. So, step off. Some people even think, you know what? I don't even need God in my life. I don't need God in my life. I don't need a pastor or a preacher or a children's evangelist to tell me what I need. Listen, boys and girls. If not, then you know what you're going to rely on? Stay there, Grant. You're going to be relying on a bag of goodies that the world is going to give you. Huh? What do you mean, Brother Wagner? Well, I brought out one of my Alan Flusser shirts that I like to wear, paisley, real colorful. But do you know, Grant, do you like nice fancy clothes? You know what? I bet your sisters do too. And they probably like to go shopping a lot, don't they? And when you don't have Jesus in your heart and in your life, you will start relying on the things of this world to satisfy your taste. I like that. Amen. Now stand on there. It's not too bad, is it? And that's what the world thinks. Boys and girls, they think, well, you know what? It's okay if I don't have Jesus in my life. Because you see, the things of this world, like I get new clothes and I get to eat at these fancy restaurants and all that. And you know what? I mean, no, that's right. Even though it's not real shaky. All right, step off of it there just for a little bit. The world's going to offer you some more bag of goodies. It's a shoe. Oh, it's not only a shoe, Grant. It's got cleats on the bottom of it. This is one of my old golf shoes. And I'm using it for a representation today, boys and girls, and moms and dads, that these kids of ours need as much church and as much God as they can get. Because I know of parents that will dismiss their child from coming to church because they got football practice at 11 o'clock. And I want to show you as a parent and as a child that if you use that as a foundation, look what you're doing to your child. Look what you're doing to your child. They're not on steady ground at all. How many understands what Brother Wagner's saying tonight? You've got to have a foundation of Jesus. All right, Grant, step off. Let's take this away. Let's go even a little bit deeper. Some moms and dads, people are going to understand what I'm getting ready to do next. You've ever been out into the world, you may have relied on this more than anything else. And if you try to make that a platform of your life, it's going to only ruin who you are. Anybody know what this is? It's a beer bottle. You don't see these in your home, do you? No. I don't see them in mine. But do you realize there might have been some kids here this morning that their moms and dads have this in the refrigerator? Kids that don't know. Moms and dads that don't really know about Jesus. But I want to show you something. If you put that as a foundation, you ready to groove, boy? He acts like he's drunk, doesn't he? You couldn't stand on that, could you? How many has ever seen a life that has been tormented? A life that is confused because of having that as a foundation. So what should we do? Watch, boys and girls. You come to an altar tonight, like you're going to here in a little bit, and you come unto Jesus and you say, Jesus, I know I was born a sinner. Remember I told you that this morning? And please forgive me of my sins. Because I know that you can take them all away. Look what you're doing. You're starting to build a foundation. Oh, and Jesus, Brother Wagner said I'm supposed to be baptized in the name of Jesus. Look what you're doing. You're starting to build a foundation. Oh, and that most beautiful infilling of the Holy Ghost, like it happened to this girl. You put that as a foundation. And then, most important, one of the most important, is living a godly life. Look at this young man. Doesn't he look like he's godly? Come here. Come here. You got the Holy Ghost. Come here. Stand where Grant is over there. Come over here. You step out of the way. Just born of the Holy Ghost. Can you stand there now? Does that feel good? Any fear of falling? Aren't you glad you're standing on that? How many's glad that she's standing on that? Oh, but you know what? Scoot over just a little bit. Because you know what? You don't have to stand there alone. For where two or three are gathered in His presence, He's in the midst of them. Come on, somebody. Let's all stand to our feet. Musicians, would you come? Brother Wagner just preached from my heart tonight because I felt that you need to be reminded that the foundation that you are standing on in the Word of God, amen, is going to bless your life. No fear of falling. Amen. Children, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the same thing that we did this morning. I want altar workers, if you help this morning, would you please come back up here and stand? Amen, across the front of this altar. And then we're going to ask our kids to come up here in just a little bit. How many feels Jesus in this place? Remember the wind today? It's still blowing today. Amen, amen, amen. All right, children, would you come and stand in front of these adults today? Let's go. Come on. You guys can go down and stand in front of the adults. Amen, amen, amen. Let's stay down here, buddy. Now, the rest of you adults, if you would like to stand behind these children, I'm reminded of something that happened a week ago Wednesday in our nation, a shooting. I know you're aware of it. These children need to be protected. I would like for you now to come and stand behind these children. Let's encompass them, amen, with prayer, amen, so that they will feel the love of God and the warmth of your love even, amen. Children, here we go. Let's do the four steps of worship. Step number one, I want you to close your eyes. Everybody close your eyes. Step number two, I want you to lift your face up. Step number three, I want you to raise both of your hands. Come on. And step number four, I know you know what's next, but let's open up our mouth and begin to give Jesus praise right now. And let's thank Him for what's going on in our hearts and in our lives right now. We're feeling Him. We know that He is here in this place. I thank You, Jesus. I love You, God. God, You are great and worthy of all praise, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Come on, let's search Him today. Jesus, I need You. Jesus, I worship You. Thank You, God Almighty. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord.